On Lama Gimel Beis in the Ran, so we're in the white lines of the Ran. Six lines down in the beginning of the line. So he says, he quotes the Rashba, and he says he disagrees with the Rashba. Okay, so the point of the Rashba says to this. That there's a din of Hanich Moshe Bakarin Hatzvi, that again the case is a man goes off to Medina Sayyam, his wife needs parnosa, somebody comes and takes care of it, so he doesn't get reimbursed. We say he did it the Shema Tana. But the Rashi says that a person was Mefarnes Stam, we assume he was not giving it as a Matana. Okay. So it's around that these rayas are not compelling according to my understanding. Even though you've proven from the other scenarios that he quotes, which are not in the case of parnos, of mezonos for a woman, person is the sosad shechaveroi, the case of the Yerushalmi. And the person who did it did not mean it as a matana. He meant it with the understanding that he'll get it reimbursed. But filohachi hamafarnas is eishes chaveru istam. The person's mafarnas eishes chaveru istam without speaking out that he wants to get reimbursed. Lechanan, according to Chanan Shita, which again that's a machlokes, right? But according to Chanan, hinich moisu akarin atzvi. Okay. So why? Mishum denihi dala b'taris matana ka'abit. You're right. You've proven that he does not mean b'taris matana. Fine. He expects to get reimbursed. The problem is, who does he expect to get reimbursed from? So if he gave it al das to get reimbursed from the woman, so then the woman owes him the money. And the husband is mechuyev to pay her for mezonos, means the husband owes her money. So now the husband owes her, she owes him. So there's a chayv. But if he gave it al das that the husband should reimburse him, the husband never agreed to it. Now, the person's he's a smart guy. He says the woman doesn't have anything. That's why she has a problem. So why should I be given al das to get reimbursed from her? That's stupid. I might as well do what al das to get reimbursed on the bow. Well, Masik Adaita, he doesn't realize Loimer should describe Hibahen Ksheisha Tucho Ligus Bimbalo. Well, Hagvoisoi. He doesn't count that it's better to be Mechayev, do it al das to be Mechayev the woman. She owes him Mechayev. And then she'll collect from her husband, and then she'll pay him. The Lav Kul Yinji Dina Gemiri, El Stama Adaita the Baal Nochis. Mshum Haki, Nahi Devalav Bataris Matonaka of it, Kinamuchi Hanach Rayas, Daisi Resh Bazal. And that's what our Gemara says. The Chanan says, when I do it, I'll das the Baal, who would never agree to it, the Baal can say afterwards that you didn't. That all you did for me was a bruch eri. You saved me from this problem, but you weren't. That's not guy of money. That's Chanan's din. So what's the Rashba's right? Okay. Then you know, Locha came along, Kichanan, be passing Kichanan, Hilga Perecha, Vishachabera, Behenich Moshe, Karen Hatzvi. That the din is Perecha, Vishachabera, he's not Mechiv to repay. It's like the equivalent of putting your money on the Karen Hatzvi, which doesn't last there too long. Filo Bebal Chayv Doichik, Nami. Even if the Bal Chayv is the type of person which you can't get rid of him. He's pressuring Baal Chayv. The Lekka Lememer, don't learn the time of the Chanan Mishum. The Matzah Omer Lei Mephayis Havina Lei Rabbi Mocholi. Don't learn the reason of Chanan is because the Loiva could argue to the person who paid, I would have convinced the Malva to be Mocholi. That's not the reason. Because if that, you know, that argument would be, listen, you didn't do me any favors because I really could have gotten off. You didn't save me money because I could have gotten off without the money anyway because he would have been meichel me. No, even my balchev deicha, where it's not possible to say that. How do I know that? And if that's not the reason, the homastizim the shirkeloi eshikloi aslan shaper kechanan. The case of the shekel, the gizborim have no power to be moichel. And still the Mishnah says, according to Chanan, it makes sense why he's allowed to pay for his shekel. Furthermore, Mistabrali, the milbash yeshel of mash, alel mashkin, nami obed moisev. Even in a case where the loiva has a mashkin by the malva, and when this person pays back for the loiva, he's as it were redeeming the mashkin for the loiva. And the loiva now gets back his mashkin, and then the person who laid out the money turns to him and says, "I not only did I save you money, I gave you back your mashkin, so you owe me something." No, Ovid Moisav according to Chanan. The Hamrin and Hachi Yerushalmi, we said like this in Yerushalmi, Aliber the Bnei Kana Gedolim, Damer Hosim. According to Bnei Kana Gedolim, which they said that the person gets reimbursed. Damer Hosim, I feel the Bnei Kana Gedolim, Damer Yamfarah says Ishto the Yishava Kama Hoytze Biyito, that the person who lays out the money for the woman's mezonos gets reimbursed. Hosim on the time Mishum the Leola Al Daito. Obviously the husband wanted it. He didn't want his wife to end up without food. Excuse me. So he wanted it. The potter. The Yishami says that they're murdered to Chanan, that he's potter. And the Yerushalmi says that the Bnei Kana Gedolim are moider because of this argument of Mephias. The lawyer could say, I don't owe you anything because I could have convinced the Malba not to be moichel me. Ramin Hossam, Haga Atzmacha. Think about the following case. Shai B'yad the Mashkin. The Mor says, even in the following case, he could say, I would have convinced him to Mephias, and give me back the mashkin. Now, so the Ran, Benhid, the Gemara, the Lon, Loisir, Lon, Hachi, Aliba, the Benekan of Gedolim. Our Gemara obviously that disagrees with Yerushalmi. Because we're talking about a case of Prayer Chayvai. According to Yerushalmi, even Benekan of Gedolim would agree to our Mishnah. Right. According to the Yerushalmi, even the Mor says that the Arbish is Chanan, not the Bnei Kanan and Magdalim. Right. Who argue in Chanan. But according to Yerushalmi, Arbish should go look at them also. So the Mor is obviously arguing on the why the Bnei Kanan and Magdalim hold that by case of Chayv, that the same way by the case of Mazonis, they have to get he can get reimbursed by the case of Chayv also. The person can get reimbursed, it means he's Mimahanahim, so he'd be also by case of Neder. But, so the Mor says, the only way you have the Mishagolik to make a with others is the same. The case was that the loan was done in a unique type of arrangement where the Malva has no right to ask for collection. Filhachi, but even though that's true, that they argue on that point, Naktina and Mehod the Yerushalmi, we could derive from the Yerushalmi, according to Chanan, I feel a milbash yeshal amashkin Omar. He said it's a loch, even my case of a milbash which has a mashkin. The kim and the Yerushalmi Omar, bepshitis, the murder of the Rabbanan, should be lichanan, behachi. So the Chanan said it in. We're saying they're murdered to Chanan in this case. If Chanan never said it, why are we saying they're murdered to him in that case? It means it was obvious to the Yerushalmi that Chanan said his halacha even in the case of a mashkin. and what the Yerushalmi was doing Mechadish, and you know what? And the Rabbanan are murdered to him in such a case. So now that we pass on like Hanan, so the heed of the Fum Gemara the Ilan Bnei Kanag Ben Adam Loi Moidu. You're right. We argue that the Bnei Kanag Ben Adam don't agree with it, but we have a right to see from the Yerushalmi what position he took. The argument in the Bavli and Shalmi is what do does the other opinion say? What does Bnei Kanag Ben Adam say? But we have no reason to say the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi what Hanan held. Yerushalmi says Hanan that says that the Bnei Kanag Ben Adam murdered to Hanan by Milva, even by case of Mashkin. Bavli says that they don't argue, they don't not murder by case of Milva even without a Mashkin. Okay. But we see where Hanan holds. He said it's an Ibai Bil Milva, even with a Mashkin. Fine. Not the Gemara. Okay. So Mishnah said, "Matzal Abedosa, Pigla Ravami Ravasi." There's a machlokes in the case of the Mishnah, so that we have a matter and a mutter. We have, let's say, Reuben and Shimon. Shimon is usher to benefit from Reuven. So Mishnah says they can return the aveda. So Pasha case is that the Kiddush over here is even though Shimon can't benefit from Reuven, Reuven can return Shimon's Aveda. So the din of the Mishnah is true. When Reuven's items are also in Shimon. So Reuven can return to Shimon. He's giving Shimon back his own item. That's not called Reuven's giving benefiting Shimon. Avol, in a case where Nixay Balaveda Asurma Lamaxir, if the case was the other way around, that Shimon found the Aveda of Reuven. Shimon wants to return the Aveda to Reuven. So at first glance, Shimon can't benefit from Reuven. Shimon's returning Reuven an Aveda. He's not benefiting from Reuven. He's giving Reuven a benefit. Why should that be Osir? So the law says he can't do it, according to one opinion. Loka Mahadali cannot return it. To call Mishani Prutas Rav Yosef. He's benefiting Shimon by being Machshav Aveda. Gets the status of doing a mitzvah.
Didn't have to use it though.
While he's doing a mitzvah, the law is he's parted from other mitzvahs. So, like giving tzedakah pruta to an ani. So while he's doing this, he's getting a financial benefit from this mitzvah returning the Aveda because he passes by five anim along the way and saves money on all five of them. So he's been benefiting from Reuven's property by returning Reuven's property to him. So it comes out that the mutter, Shimon, cannot return Reuven's item because he's benefiting from Reuven's item. Because when he's being oisiv a mitzvah, he's part of in a mitzvah. When he's being oisiv in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, he's part of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, and he saves all the money from all the niyim along the way.
I mean, that would depend upon the nature of the item.
While he's doing the Hashava, he's part of. If any ani would come to him during the time, he's part of.
Well, let's say it's a wallet, right? So he's picked up the wallet, and now he's going to the Bala Veda, and he approaches him.
He doesn't have to pay.
I understand him.
There's the din of is even if it's possible to do both. The only case where you say that you're not potter is in a case you're not really being oisik. B'shas, you're not being oisik. Right? There is, Mishabur, for example, is mikra din, and if Ani comes to you during the davening, you're not mechiv to give him. Because you're being oisik on the mitzvah. And there's a sheet.
During davening.
So there's actually a Shitas Haran which says that not only you're not mechuyev, you're not supposed to, because it's the part of the point is that it's somewhat a covet to the first mitzvah to stay focused on it, and so it's almost an insult to the first mitzvah to do something else. Right? Something's very important that you don't do other things along at the same time. You don't. So why are you doing it? Because So there's one opinion holding not allowed to the second one. So the other one says no. In the case where Shimon, who's also to have benefit from Reuven, finds Reuven's item, he can return it, because we're not equipped to say he can't return it because we're worried about Prutah Yosef. Because that scenario, that while he's returning it, an Ani should come to him and he's puzzled from giving, is a rare scenario, and therefore we're not equipped to be. When it comes to Mudra, no, we're not worried about it. That.
Tonight, be totally, you know, time and place, you know, whether it's Shkiyah.
Theoretically, right. We're saying in general, we say it's not Shkiyah. Okay. You see the run at the bottom of page, five lines up. Midab denafshek mahadalei. Well, mahadalei midi, also mavriach nezek abidosem me'olot. So the scenario where Reuven, Shimon cannot benefit from Reuven, and Reuven finds Shimon's item. So Reuven is giving back Shimon his own item. So that's not called giving him a benefit. He's giving him the benefit that he saved him. His lost item is now back by him. So the Ron says, that's called Mavriach Ari. Mavriach Nezek Avedosa Me'olof. If you look at the Rush, Midam Danafshei Komharale, which I cannot tell you which page is, where it is on the page in your version, but in my version it's somewhat up towards the top of the page. He says a little bit of a different language. It's mitzvah ba'alma ka'avid v'lemahani le'midi. So he's bounded by the same question. So what does it mean? He's not. You're right. It's Shimon's item. So he's not giving him the benefit of the item in a certain sense. But he is giving him the benefit of the item, because right now the item was useless to him. He made the item useful by giving it back. So there's a value to what he did. So how can Reuven, the martyr, benefit Shimon by giving it back? So the Rosh says that the mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah, and that's not called being mehanehim. So each one of the pshatim over here, that this is a mavriach nezek avedos me'olov, is difficult, because the cases which we had before is the loiva has the money in his pocket, and I'm preventing somebody from taking the money out of his pocket. So that's called mavriach ari. The person has the sheep in his flock, and he's preventing the ari from attacking the flock. Over here, the person does not have the item in his possession. The item is out of his possession, and its value to him has went down. And when the person finds it and returns it, the value to him goes up. That's not just mavriach ari. Being mavriach and nezek avedosa, that's more than that. So the Ron's shot is difficult. Question is, what is the Rosh saying? No, he's doing it. He is giving him benefit, but he's not doing. He's doing a mitzvah. So how does he solve the problem? So one way to understand the arguments of the Rosh is. Shimon's Isser is the benefit from Reuven. If what's happening over here is not Reuven doing it, it's the Torah doing it, that's not called Shimon's benefiting from Reuven. He's benefiting from the Torah. Reuven happens to be the vehicle for the process of the Torah taking place. So Reuven, it happens to be, but that's not called benefiting from Reuven. He's benefiting from the mitzvah of Torah, which is Machai Reuven to do something. So that's not called a benefit from Reuven, which is Asur B'Mudr HaRov. That's the way to understand the Rosh. While he's returning the Veda, Miftalei Miftamil Mesav Law Prutalani. Shalosh Shabbos mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Now, Zataran, what's the rule of Yosef? This is the general rule of Yosef mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, which is a rule nothing to do with Rabbi Yosef. The reason is the Torah of Rabbi Yosef. We connect this idea to Rabbi Yosef. Mishum the pligi Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Perikakana Seladir. There's a plug in Rabbi Rabbi Yosef in Baba Kama. B'shem Raveda, Yehavi Kishem Asachar. What's the status of B'shem Raveda? Is he a Shem Achinam? So a person finds an Aveda. So the Torah, he gets the status while he has the Aveda of a Shemer. So he carries a Shemir Chinam. He's doing Shemira, not getting compensated. So that's a Shemir Chinam, a person who's watching for free. Shemir Chinam is Patr and Gneva Aveda. Or no, do we say he's a Shemir Socher? He has the higher level of Shemir, which he's a Chayv even a Gneva Aveda. So the Rabbi Rabbi Yosef argue. Shila Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef says he's a Shemir Socher. So the Morris has two explanations why Rabbi Yosef says he's a Shemir Socher. One is Exerus HaKasuv, that since there's two levels of Shemira, the Torah is Mekhaif, a person to be a Shemira Veda, logic is the Torah is Mekhaif him at the better level. One shot, that's the more second shot. The first shot the more says is because of Prutah Rav Yosef. That Rav Yosef says, the Kiva and the Miftim and the Mesa Prutah La'ani, since he is getting reimbursed, as it were, from this what he's doing, because while he's doing the mitzvah, he's putter from laying out other money. Therefore, Shem Sachar Habi. Then the Morris says, Putter Yetzel Lashkiach. The other opinion over here in our Gemara says, that exactly at the moment while he's doing the Shabbos Aveda, somebody's going to ask him for money, is not common. The name of, we should say, therefore, Loi Mahadar, that this person, Shimon, who finds the item, cannot return it, because maybe along the way, you have mitzvah to return it, but maybe along the way, when you're going to return it, you're going to benefit. Mishun the Mishani Midi. So even if it happened, that's not what you meant to ask her, because it's uncommon enough that was not what it meant when there's Isser Hanoah. So this opinion is not arguing with Rabbi Yosef. He agrees that in regards to the status of Shemir Chinam and Shemir Socher, he's a Shemir Socher because he is getting that the benefit does exist. Because otherwise, it's Lo Shkiach. So they're basically arguing in Rabbi Yosef. Morris says no. The Ran says no. That even if you learn that he holds like Rabbi Yosef. So that's the guy by the name of Shemir Chinam Shemir Socher. He does have a luchli, he has that benefit. So there's compensation. In regards to Mutter Hanoah, he's not going to take that into consideration to prevent him from doing the mitzvah of Hashava, because maybe something will happen at that moment. And therefore, that doesn't go into this in the Isser Hanoah that the netter generated. So that's his arguments. Why be mutter? No, it's mutter, but that doesn't mean that the benefit doesn't exist, and therefore, in regards to the dinim of Shmira, he's considered a Shemir Socher. That's other round. I think we argued, if I recall correctly. Okay, let's hold it here.